Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For over a decade, the group Straight Line Stitch has been able to provide music that fans around the world have been able to enjoy. And thanks to the Internet, they've been able to not only capture the audience of music lovers, but also, of course, be able to share their journeys with them as well. We're really excited to welcome Alexis of the group to our program today to talk to us not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to hear from their fans, as well as what the response has been like so far to their new project, Transparency. If you're just hearing about the upcoming release, you'll actually be hearing one of the singles from it a little bit later in this program. But Alexis, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Alexis. I know this is a busy time for you guys. I know when we spoke earlier, I know that you guys have been on the road, so I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us. I mean, as I said, though, you guys have fans literally around the world. You have tens of thousands of them that stay connected with you through social media alone. What has it been like for you, Alexis, to be able to see not only the response to the music, but also to members of the group?
You know, I definitely have to say, first of all, without our fans, like, we wouldn't even be here. So we owe so much to our fans. Like, we have tremendous gratitude, love our fans. The journey has been really, if I had to be honest about it, the journey has been tough. I think I feel as a band we've learned a lot. And it's definitely been an eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
If I had to, like, be blunt.
Right. Well, you know what? I think anything that, you know, definitely you have appreciation for, and anything, you know, that you love and cherish, I think definitely has that ability to be eye-opening. Have you found that you've also, because I thought about this when I was prepping for this segment with you, Alexis, have you found that this group has brought you closer to sharing who you are with the world?
I definitely feel that. I think that's why before, I was in another band for like 5 years and actually met Straight Line while we were kind of swapping out shows, became friends. And I just saw the potential of the band, and I knew right off the bat, like, that's where I wanted to be. So we kept in touch, and when my band started to fall apart and they wanted to go in a different direction, they asked me if I wanted to try out, and it was a no-brainer. I just went for it because I just knew there was something special about the band.
Right. And that something special is something that I think fans have definitely kind of gravitated to. I mean, let's talk about your own personal musical journey for a moment. As you said, you know, you've been a part of other projects before. Have you always known, Alexis, that music was your way of speaking to the world?
Oh, God, yes, definitely. I come from a musical background. My mom, to this day, sings in church. My dad plays saxophone. My brother has taught himself how to play guitar. My half-brother plays I think tuba and band. I definitely come from a musical family, and I knew ever since I can remember, I knew I've always wanted to be a singer. Like, I've always had the dream. And it's weird because in reality, I'm a shy person. Like, I shy against the limelight, but I've just always had it in me that I've just wanted to entertain and move out of my comfort zone and sing. I originally started singing R&B, and I had like a little R&B girl group. And it didn't work out because I couldn't relate to the songs that they were writing. Of course, we were, like, in middle school, so young girls write about boys and love and all that stuff. And I couldn't relate because in school, I was the one that was picked on, and I had all this angst. And it just so happens my brother at the time, he was into, like, Korn and Pantera, White Zombie, all those bands. And he kind of got me into that style of music, and I felt like that music resonated more with me. Because I guess you call it teenage angst, I guess.
Yeah.
I had it. So I just kind of fell in love with the genre. And it was the band Korn that actually made me want to find a band and pursue being in a band and going out. And, you know, I'm just, as you can tell, I'm not very articulate. I'm not an eloquent speaker. I do more. I'm able to express myself better in my music and writing.
Yeah.
So definitely an outlet.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you said that, though, even though I think you're a great speaker, Alexis. I think what is so great about your sharing that, though, is that for so many people, it's in their gift that they feel the most alive, that they feel the most themselves, and also feel the most of their power and their strength. Do you think that's why you give so much to music, because that is truly where you seem to live?
Yes, I definitely feel that. I feel it's the most authentic source for me to be who I really am and to say how I really feel. I mean, not everything that I say is, you know, sweet and light and stuff, but, you know, it's a way of handling anger or issues, like, in a positive way, a constructive way. And, you know, with life, you know, people have to deal with problems every day, you know, so I feel like I try to write as universal as possible so people can relate to it, they can understand.
Yeah, and I think they're definitely able to do just that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome Alexis of the group Straight Line Stitch to our program today. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. As I said, you guys are going to be hearing a single from their new project, Transparency, a little bit later in the show. I want to talk about genre for a moment, because you bring up an interesting thing, too, about music. Because, you know, unfortunately, so many people try to typecast individuals as to what type of music they should do, what they should look like. How have you found the courage, Alexis, to be yourself and to do the kind of music that speaks the most to you?
I'll definitely say with the support of my family, my mother, my brother, my dad, you know, some of my biggest champions, that they just, you know, they didn't want me to go out and be anything other than who I really was, who I am. You know, and I feel like that's really given me the strength to walk out and say, I'm going to do this regardless of how people may view me, what people may think about me, you know, African-American female singing rock, you know. But now everything is so accepted, you know. There's an epidemic of females coming up and, you know, everybody's doing everything, you know. So it's not so hard to be yourself.
Right. Exactly. I think that is one of the great things. And with that, the other side of it, Alexis, is that you're able to inspire others as you have been inspired. I mean, has that been an easy thing for you to kind of realize that you, just by doing what you love, that you're able to be a source of, for other women in particular, about what they can do in their own lives?
You know, it is, it's, first of all, it's humbling, you know, but then it really makes me look at myself. And I, you know, really try to be, or want to be, or I aspire to be a good role model. But I try to encourage every, you know, woman or whatever, a young girl that looks up to me, to definitely follow their own voice. You know, it's one thing to be inspired by me, and then another to, you know, people just like, oh, I just, you know, I want to be like you and stuff. I just encourage them to follow them because they're special, they're unique, you know. But in a word, it's definitely humbling.
Yeah. Well, what a great thing to be able to do. Now, you guys have been able to have a great deal of success, Alexis, with Straight Line Stitch. I mean, talk to us about the live performance, because I think for those of us who are not musicians, those who don't know what it's like to be up on that stage and to have fans screaming at you and then you screaming back at the fan, I mean, for us, those who don't know what the experience is like, you know, I don't think we really appreciate it. What is it like for you to be up on that stage?
You know what? I tell people this all the time, and they never, ever believe me. I have tremendous, tremendous stage fright. Like, every show, I've been doing this for years, almost a decade, and I still, to this day, it doesn't matter if it's a crowd of 100 people, 3 people, 5,000 people, I still get terrified. I take my glasses off, and I can't really see, have that vision. But I can really, it's like, I'm trying to explain because I'm so fearful. Sometimes I close my eyes, you know, because you're pretty much standing up on stage and people judge you, you know, and it's kind of a scary thing. But once you hear, you know, the positive response of the crowd, then that's where it just, it takes off and it becomes something like completely different. You know, I'm not scared and then I feel confident and stuff. But it's exhilarating. It's awesome. I'm so blessed to get to do this. I'm thankful to God because, you know, without him I wouldn't be doing it. It's just really, really, there's so much gratitude I have. And I just love performing, even though I'm terrified. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that translates right into this new album, Transparency. I mean, I think, you know, the thing about Streetline Stitch, and I had an opportunity to hear the entire album already, but the thing that gets me is that you guys are not afraid, I think, to not only to express yourselves, but also to do it in a way that speaks the most to you. I mean, talk to us about this project, what you're the most proud of when it comes to Transparency, Alexis.
Well, I'm definitely proud of the fact that we did this ourselves. Our first two albums, we had help, we had support, we had label, we had management, and, you know, I feel like we became a little bit lax, you know, and before you know it, it was just everything imploded. So, you know, we continued to tour and stuff and stay underground, but it was so much trials and tribulations that we had to go through as a band, and really picking ourselves back up. You know, we hadn't released any music. It'd been like, what, I think like 4 years. And finally we were just like, you know what, we're just going to continue to give it all we have and put everything we have into it. And then it was the birth of this EP. You know, it was so much that we had wanted to say finally coming out in a, an honest way, you know, not to hurt anybody or whatever, but it finally, everything I had bottled up came out. It was like an epiphany. So out of all the stuff that we were going through, it was like a light at the end of a very dark tunnel. It's monumental to us, you know, because we did this on our own. We didn't have anybody help us, you know, and as a matter of fact, we had so many doors closed in our face, it wasn't even funny. You know, we thought about throwing in the towel several times, but something wouldn't let us do it, and that's where I bring it back, full circle, back to our fans, because in those moments where it's just like nothing's working out, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, I would get a message from a fan saying, they would have no idea what we were going through, but I would get a message saying, don't ever stop doing what you're doing, love you, all, you know, and that's what kept us going ultimately, and that's what we put into the EP, you know, we wanted to put everything we had and make it relatable to where our fans could relate to it. It would resonate.
Right. Well, I think that's what's definitely happened. So what can you tell us about the single Dark Matter? That's the one we're going to ask my producer to get ready here. What can you tell us about that particular single, Alexis?
Dark Matter is a song about getting away from negative feelings, negative thoughts, just anything that would just bring you down. It's about escaping darkness, which I felt for a moment that the band, myself and the band, we were just swallowed up in this darkness. You know, everything going on, everything going wrong. It was just like, you know, no matter what we did, trying to be good stewards over our work, you know, something would just go wrong. And it was just like I used the song as a format to pick myself up just to say, you know, I can do it. I just got to get away from these negative thoughts and just keep pushing forward. Eventually it's going to be that light. That was a pick-me-up song for myself.
Yeah. Well, here it is for those who have not had a chance to hear it. Here is Dark Matter from the album Transparency. We'll be back with our final moments with Alexis right after this. Stay with us. Lord of the Rise! have Dark Matter from Transparency, the upcoming release by Straight Line Stitch. We'll be speaking with Alexis from the group today, talking with her not only about her own love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with other members of the group as well. So let's talk about the harmony, Alexis, for a moment. Then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you. I mean, what is it like for you to be around these individuals that are just as invested in great music as you are?
It's a learning experience every day. You know, because everybody brings something new and different to the table. And it's always, I don't know, how do I say it? It's like a breath of fresh air, you know, new minds, new ideas. It's the people that are like-minded but yet still different. You know, it's an amazing thing. And to be able to click on a level, to be able to create music, it's awesome.
Well, yeah, that has to be an amazing thing. You know, I think the other thing is, as I was thinking about, you know, the album and thinking about that single as we were hearing Dark Matter, is that I think it also shows that, you know, that old saying, Alexis, there being strength in numbers. Do you think that is one of the reasons why you've had the longevity you've had is because you've been able to surround yourself with people that do believe in the music as you do?
Yes. I feel like, you know, even though we've had a slew of members and things, but every member was important at that time, you know. Every member helped this band get to where it is ultimately now, you know. So I don't think we could have done it without each other.
Wow. What a great thing, and I'm sure they appreciate your saying that. Again, everyone, Alexis from the group Straight Line Stitch. Alexis, great conversation with you today. How can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next with the group?
We are on all the social media outlets. We're on Twitter and Facebook. All you do is just type in Straight Line Stitch, and it'll just automatically take you to our page. We don't have a website as of yet, but we're on Twitter and Instagram, and if people reach out to us, it's literally us that they're talking to. We are in charge of all our networks, so they can hit us up anytime. We love it.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Straight Line Stitch. Again, as you heard Alexis say, they're all over social media. We've already tagged them on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find them there. Alexis, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Yes, thank you, Cyrus. This was awesome.
Hey, thank you so much for that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, that is going to do it for us for this segment of our show. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.